Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
0141-951-1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard on a huge night of European action. Rangers are away to Fenerbahce and are already one goal up. It looked like a defensive looking lineup from Barry Ferguson, but Cyril Dessers struck early and Rangers are enjoying themselves so far. Elsewhere, a blow for Scotland as Ben Doak is set to miss the Nations League playoff against Greece. I'm Gordon Duncan, and joining me tonight you have Gordon Dalziel and Mark Wilson.
Yeah, the big story is unravelling in front of us just now. Rangers one up after 17 minutes away in Turkey. A different look to this Rangers side in terms of setup, but they've got the early goal, and will that be enough for them just to hang on to, or can they go and add to it? Because what we've seen in these early stages, there are chances in this for Rangers. If they can stay solid at back, it could turn out to be a very positive night for Barry Ferguson's team.
Yeah, I think Mark's right. I think it has been a positive start. Rangers have had the best two chances. Dessers converting that one, very tight, but goal line technology gives them the benefit of doubt. The ball's in the back of net, 1-0. Terrific start for them. Then they have a good move down the right hand side, and it's just the height of the ball. It beats, I think, Diamandé, who could have easily got a header on it, maybe tested the goalkeeper. But everything positive. You're looking at, what, 15, 16 minutes, 17 minutes, sorry, on the clock. Butland's not had a save to make, so it's been a positive start from Rangers.
As always, we tried to send Gordon Dalziel to Neon to lobby UEFA to get this kickoff time changed, but they were having none of it, had never heard of him. So you're stuck with the game at a bit of a weird stage as we enter it. So 18 minutes gone, as Gordon says. Now, I know you Rangers fans will be wanting to phone in and trying to watch at the same time. So if you feel like shouting at the TV or celebrating what you're seeing on the TV, do give us a call, please, on 01419511025. Absolutely, by the time it gets to half time, we'd be looking for you to get in touch with your thoughts on the first half, and then again when it's all said and done. So get that number ready, 01419511025. There's Fenerbahce's first chance, and it was a good chance. 19 minutes gone, it goes over the top. I suppose though, Mark, literally the first sign of any concern at all for Rangers. So you would have taken that to last 19 minutes before you see that.
No doubt about it, because I think the big challenge is going away in Europe is managing the environment and the hostile crowd, especially in Turkey, and it can be difficult in the opening stages of the game. But Rangers haven't really faced any threat at all, and that is the first glimpse of it. Very nice play down Rangers' right-hand side, where, quite interestingly, James Tavernier is playing right centre-back in a three, and you've got Yilmaz playing right wing back, and they just got done with a 1-2 and a wee cut back there. So a let off there, but you know, Rangers again in Europe are brave when they're you know, promoting bodies forward to press quite high up, which again is brave. They've not just set this formation to sit in, and when they win possession, they're getting bodies forward. As Daz says, that they had another opportunity that they might have made the most of. I just wondered, you know, you look at this in 20 minutes compared to what you've seen in the previous opening 20 minutes on Saturday and midweek. You just think, I wonder if this shape works back home, you know, domestically, because it's looking good so far, although Fenerbahce are down the right-hand side here, but it looks solid enough, and it looks like they get enough bodies forward to cause problems at the other end.
All right, come on then, 01419511025. Are you enjoying this so far, Rangers fans? I would imagine you are. What are you thinking of it as the game progresses? As we said, if you can't tear yourself away from the TV right now, make sure you get ready and give us a call as soon as that half-time whistle goes. Elsewhere, Celtic fans, a bit of a quiet day in terms of the news cycle. No real breaking news or anything coming out of the club, but there's always something. There's always something on your mind. We've had various calls this week about how good Daizen Maeda is and trying to keep him, and Rio Hatate, and whether the club should or will go for Lennon Miller and get him in the summer. It's been that type of week on here as we wait for you to get involved in what should be an absolute cracker in the cup against Hibs at the weekend. Anything else that's out there at all? We've not talked international football in ages. It's always the biggest gap, this one, before we get to the March internationals. But a big blow, if you remember back, if you can remember, the last set of internationals, the big positive was Ben Doak. It looked like a kind of new era for the Scotland team. It eventually got some results to match the performances, and now he's injured and he's going to miss the playoff game against Greece. So how big a blow is that? Have you got any people in mind that you think could replace him, or anything else at all? 0141 951 1025. And Rangers were in again there, Gordon, down the left. Jeffy hits the side netting. This has been a very comfortable opening. Not only are they leading, they're actually dominating the ball by quite some distance over there.
Yeah, defended the corner very well, Gordon. Then won the battle in the middle of the park. Corner Barn back in there, does a great job, gets a little bit of break of the ball, goes down to Jeffy. He's in a good position. I don't know if he's looking to try and score from that. It's a very tight angle, but I don't think he had a lot of support. He's got Dessers in the middle there. He's 1v1. The defender pushes him.
He's
got
to try and cross it, surely.
He's got to. He's asking a lot if he thinks he's beating the goalkeeper from there.
That is an understatement. Positive. For anyone who's not seen it, that is an understatement. Yeah. If that's a shot, it's a dreadful decision, isn't it?
Yeah, he's never beaten the goalkeeper. But once again, it's positive from Rangers. People say, well, what is it with Rangers tonight? Is it the shape? Is it, you know, the way they go? Is it the attitude? No, it's a Thursday night. That's what happens to Rangers on Thursday night. They just change.
Well, that's what's funny, Mark, because all this week we've been asking that question of the Rangers fans. Does that still exist? Do you still feel that? Because it has spanned a number of managers, but you just feel like the performance...
Oh, what a
great save, Jack Butland. Really good save. I thought that was a certain equaliser. Edin Dzeko hits the low shot, saved by Jack Butland. You know, we've been asking the question this week, do you still think that exists even after Queen's Park, St Mirren, Motherwell? Can you somehow defy all of that and go and you know, punch above your weight again in Europe? And based on the first 23 minutes, the answer is yes.
Yes, which is quite unbelievable. And the argument is always that Rangers have to sit back in Europe and teams come at them, and it's different domestically. However, against Motherwell, I couldn't say Motherwell sat back. Nope. And just defended their box and got a couple of breakaways. But it was a totally different game. But I don't know, they just look like they enjoy this, you know, arena, this kind of environment, playing with the stresses, the must win on your back, because we know this is knockout football, but they are underdogs still, getting into these fixtures. The Rangers players look like they enjoy that. When they're back home, they need to win every game, and they look like they don't enjoy that pressure, so maybe that's the difference. But certainly nothing to do with teams sitting back or teams, you know, being more open, because at times we've seen our teams domestically go and play expansive enough to bother Rangers. So hard to put your finger on.
Yeah, I agree. I think that they look more relaxed in Europe, and I think that's the point, that they're not the big favourites. Have come up against some good clubs here.
Jack Butler has just smashed into Robin Proper. I think it might just be... Is it a corner? I was going to say it could have been worse. I'm talking about football-wise, not health of Robin Proper-wise here, because he's taken a real dunt off of his own goalkeeper. And Nicholas Raskin...
I think Raskin's having a go at Butland. But either he comes all the way, communication, and just tells Proper to get out the way, but he's sort of... There's that hesitation... And it's a hard one for Proper. Look, he's glancing at Butland. Butland's kind of coming.
He's actually headered him, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I think Jack Butland has sort of headered Robin Proper.
Oh, my God.
That's not nice. Whoa. They'll stop showing the replay. Well, I was going to say they'll stop showing replays of that soon. Maybe they won't, but the match director over in Turkey maybe has different standards, because they would have stopped showing that replay by now.
He'll be lucky if he carries on from that, I've got to say. But I think Mark's right. I think you've got to let Proper deal with that. I think Proper's in charge of that. Butland's just got to hold his line, and he headers it back to him, and there's no problem whatsoever. Jack Butland, sometimes decision making this season has been questioned, and that's another one tonight. He's put his defender in trouble here.
Nicholas Raskin wore the armband, didn't he, when Tavernier was out, and I know Rangers fans seemed to quite like what they were seeing from him, leadership qualities wise. It was interesting that, because he's a young... You know, Jack Butland established, he was proper digging Jack Butland out for that, wasn't he?
Because he obviously knows the game. I think as a teammate, when you're on that pitch and you can see that unfolding in front of your eyes, you're probably thinking, oh, why are you coming out for this? Proper's in charge of this. But to miss it, to take your team out as well. And so he's put his team in jeopardy here, because everything was looking comfortable with that back three. And like you guys say, Proper will be lucky if he gets up and carries on here, because it's a real sore one.
To be fair, we've seen the two sides of Jack Butland in the last 5 minutes, Gordon, because Rangers, we said, were comfortable, but Fenerbahce have had two chances. One blazed over, and then the one from Dzeko there is a top save from the keeper.
You've got to give him a bit of credit. It's been a mixed bag start for, obviously, Butland. Did you say, Gordon, it was so important to keep that one goal advantage, keep it going, try and get to half time, play it from there, even try and grab another one, which would be brilliant. But Butland was asked a question and he certainly gave the answer. It was a terrific save.
Yeah, a big delay in play here then, as Robin Proper just gets some treatment. It's certainly looked like a real sore one. It's that combination. It's dreadful from Fenerbahce, the goal, isn't it? But only because Rangers are pressing them and making them make those mistakes.
I was going to say, you know, Rangers again brave. They've got five bodies up in and around the Fenerbahce box there, and they lose possession. But you look at Cherny's reaction, you look at Diamandi's reaction, and then Dessers is quick to pounce on that loose ball going round the goalkeeper and slotting it in. So, you know, brave to Rangers. It's easy for teams just to lose the ball and then retreat back, and Fenerbahce come out and build. But no, fair play under instruction to press.
A lot of people mock me, but they're not mocking me now, Mark.
What do you mean? About Dessers?
Yeah.
No, they're still mocking you.
Big up in
number
his
one fan I was.
The beauty of goal line technology, because it doesn't really look like it's crossed the line in the replays. And we're now back to the argument from Maeda and all that stuff in perception and different angles and whatever. And the good thing about the goal line technology, it gives you a definitive, and you know, you then get that computer generated image that shows whether it's in. That's the closest I think I've ever seen.
I can't believe how close it was.
In terms of a you know, coming up goal, it is. But like I say, it's not, I'm not arguing with it. That's what it's there for. But just as an aside, I don't think I've seen one given as a goal that looks as close as
that. When I seen it in real time, I actually thought that the defender had got back in time. And then when you see the referee pointing to his watch, as you quite rightly said, Gordon, that will be the closest call it's been for a long, long time. But for Rangers, it's the right call, and it's a great start.
Right, we're back underway. Robin Proper has gone off to be replaced by Leon Balogun. I keep saying it, I know it's a weird schedule on nights like this since UEFA introduced these evening kickoffs. But if you can, while the game's going on, do give us a call on 01419511025. If you want to wait until half time, that's fine. And if you're a Celtic, Motherwell, St Mirren, Hibs, Hearts, whatever fan, and you want to just talk about something else entirely, then please do. It seems really strange to run through the starting lineup with almost half an hour gone, but just for anyone who is just joining us and hasn't seen it, it's different, Gordon. It was interesting. You know, Butland and goal, then a sort of back three, if you like, of Tavernier, Suter and Proper, with Yilmaz and Jeffty, the wing-backs, Raskin, Barron, Diamandi, and then Cherny off Cyril Dessers. Obviously, there's been that one change already. What did you make of it when you saw the team? We're now spoiled a bit because we know it's worked to an extent, but
yeah, I was a bit surprised. But I think what they like is the fact that Tavernier in the centre of defence, going, you've seen against Kilmarnock, you've seen against St Mirren, Motherwell losing goals under Barry Ferguson. They put the extra defender in. Suter was a big, big must for him tonight. He gives him that, you know, just been solid centre half in there, and he decided to go with the three, and I think so far it's worked. Obviously, Balogun's on there. I don't see that weakening the team. It gives them a good bit of pace at the back as well. They look like, as a corner comes in here, they look like they're playing a box. Goal.
Equaliser, Fenerbahce, and it is lovely improvisation at the back post. It was a corner, the first ball just flicked on towards the back post, and just a kind of acrobatic finish, like we said, improvised. And Jack Butland, you can blame him for headering Robin Proper a minute ago, but I don't think we'd blame him for that.
As I said, I don't think the back three is working. I couldn't ask for a perfect time. Well done, guys. But once again, where Barry Ferguson, the coaching staff, will be so angry. It's a set play. Now, it's a great finish. It's a ball played in near post. It's a flick on, but take nothing away from that.
I don't think, Mark, you always will. I'm not sure you can argue too much about that.
No, there's a Balogun as well who's just come on, who's marking him. However, it drops so high at the sky. Balogun's out. What a volley. back across Scotland.
And I know what's going to happen. I can predict
I'm,
it.
I'm going to say it.
Because you're the worst for
I'm
this.
I'm going to say it.
You're the worst for this.
Yeah.
I've got news for you, right?
Yeah.
See when it shows you a slow motion replay.
I'm not bored about slow motion.
You're going to say the goalie should save
and
that?
And we would. He's
he should
for
do
this.
Better. Yeah.
He thinks shots go in slow motion.
No.
The goalie should save that.
I think the goalie should do better than what he's done.
But do you know what? This is a real bugbear of mine.
Telling you now.
I think slow motion replays are the worst things that ever happened to goalies. Because what it does,
I agree,
is he gets no credit for getting his hands close to it. Because he gets his hands close, that means you think he should save it.
I think you're being harsh.
I think you've got to set standards. Butland had a terrific save at the beginning of the game. That ball, the angle, and we're looking at the strike and you're thinking, oh, that's unbelievable. How can he score from that angle with Balogun? Now, I think your goalkeeper...
He's 6 yards out, remember. He's right in the six-yard line.
On the corner of it, not right beside the goalkeeper.
I'll support you in that it does go, it's close to him, so you can't argue with that. Phew. The other thing though, Mark, is there an element of there's not a chance you're expecting him to shoot when he's got his back to goal in the corner of the 6 yard line?
He just wraps his foot around it. I think even if you're Balogun, you're thinking, I've done okay here. But yeah, I'm facing him that way, and he's wrapped his leg right around it. And, you know, Rangers in a wee bit of bother here because Fenerbahce were just building up ahead of steam, a couple of corners.
I was going to say, it was a bit too strong probably to say it was coming, but they started to pick up
a bit, and then you get proper out your team, so you're a wee bit unsettled, and especially a couple of set pieces happening just after that. You're trying to figure out who's going where, and the goals came at a poor time for Rangers. So it's amazing, just that little mistake from Butland, you know, a misjudgment affects so much, and now Rangers are on the back foot a bit.
Yeah, Jeff is on the line. Jeff, it's been a bit of a mixed bag. Great start, but now pegged back. How are you feeling about it?
Well, it's not often I agree with Gordon DL.
Yeah, never agree with
Thank you, Jeff.
It should have been saved. It could have been saved.
Yep, agree, Jeff.
The goal, I thought, was not a goal. When I saw it in quick time, I thought the defender got it. But with goal line technology, and you could see if you saw the camera showing the referee, you could see it flashing on his watch. I mean, Rangers have played well. I don't know what, I can blame Butland for knocking out Cropper, because we were settling in defensively, and it was one of these goals. I mean, you have your back to the goal, you just take a shot, and it's potluck. But do you know what angers me with Rangers? In the league, we play absolute rubbish, but see, in Europe, we're a different football team. I mean, I just can't believe what I'm watching. It was just unfortunate. We had a lot of chances after the goal, and I'm beginning to wonder whether we're going to ruin the chances we missed.
What do you put it down to, Jeff? We've been here a million times, and I think Mark pointed out it used to be a tactical accusation because people said, yeah, but they can't break down Scottish teams because they just sit behind the ball. But Motherwell didn't really, and even St Mirren gave it a bit of a go. Is it a mental thing? Is it a psychological thing as well? Why look so much more comfortable in Europe?
Psychological, because the European games don't come every week, come every second week, so you get a break from Europe, but you have to concentrate in the league as well. You can't play well in Europe and not play well in the league. I just can't understand that. And this season I've been so frustrated. On the other hand, I've been happy that we're doing well in Europe, but frustrated that we're not doing well in the league.
See, on the bit that we'll never really know, the impact of that knock on Robin Proper from Jack Butland, I don't think personnel-wise it's massive. Leon Balogun is on a par with Robin Proper, maybe even better in the eyes of some people. That kind of bit that you can't measure, like I say, though, just how much do you think that disrupted Rangers? It just feels like almost from that moment the game swung.
Well, in the build-up, I think Rangers were comfortable. Okay, there was a couple of chances creeping in for Fenerbahce, but I think, you know, everybody on that pitch would have thought we're doing a good job. That wee bit of uncertainty creeps in. You see Raskin then having a go at Butland having a go back. There's a long stoppage that goes into that. Then there's a change of personnel. Of course, that disrupts your flow and how you're feeling about it. You then pair it with a couple of set pieces and you're asking the guy who's been sitting on the bench, even though Balogun's a good player, to come in and be active right away. So there's no time really to get up to speed. and that's when Fenerbahce scores. So of course it has an impact on the game.
Another set play from the same side. They'll need to defend it a little bit better. Need to get a little bit tighter.
Well, both teams have actually been forced into a defensive change, and it was the substitute who came on for Fenerbahce that scored the goal. So quick introduction for him. Is that going to be another corner? Yeah. So a series of corners for Fenerbahce. Thank you to Jeff for sharing his thoughts. I know it's hard to give us a call and watch the game at the same time, but Jeff managed it. If you think you're up to the task, please do. Certainly give us a call at half time if not. And what about the rest of you? Those of you who don't have a team in action tonight, why not give us a call with something else entirely? We can change topic, no problem whatsoever, and we'll do so next.
Clyde One Super Scoreboards. Watch as well as listen. Check out our YouTube stream now. Number one for football in Glasgow and the West. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon Dalziel are here. It's one of those weird Thursday nights where it's like half Clyde One Super Scoreboard, half Goggle Box, really, isn't it? You're kind of like watching us watching the telly, sort of. And I appreciate it doesn't lend itself.
Oh, here's
Big chance for Rangers, and they've scored again. We were just saying Rangers have been pegged back. They've really looked out the game since then. But it's Thursday night. It's the Europa League. Wise up. They're always capable of this. And this is actually a really nice move. A great time to score as well. 4 minutes before the break, Rangers are back in front. Václav Černý makes it Fenerbahce 1, Rangers 2.
Great play from Rangers. Absolute great play. And this man's been in form. If Fembry can get you a goal, apart from Dessers, it's Černý, and he's come up with the goods again. Would Rangers fans thought, even though Thursday night is usually good for him, it's good build-up play here. Černý gets it, he goes at the defence, he plays into the right-hand side. So a 1-2 with Dessers. I tell you what, Dessers has got to take a lot of credit for that. That is absolutely brilliant. And it's up to Černý on the left foot, gives the goalkeeper no chance. Not even half-time, away from home, and they've scored two.
Even within the game though, Mark, we're talking about this thing before where you shouldn't really write Rangers off because they, you know, they can always turn up in Europe. Even doing that within the game, since they scored, they've not really been in the game. Fenerbahce had a couple of chances, then they scored. Rangers been forced into a change. It looked like a totally different game, and yet they always manage to, you know, to find a way.
Well, there's going to be periods in games, isn't there, that you can't get bodies forward, and Rangers just rode that out, and that's what you have to do in Europe. And Rangers have been masters at it in recent years. But then when you sniff an opportunity, you've got to promote bodies forward. And you look when Černý gets that ball in the centre circle, he drives forward. Rangers have got bodies going forward. Good pass to Dessers, but what a return pass. First time, splits the defence right across the line. And Černý does well to anticipate that Dessers is going to play it there. Good finish.
And you've got to go back to the old cliches. Get in at half time. Don't lose anything before half time.
16 for the season. I mean, there's a wider discussion that we can have when the game's not roaring on about how important he's been and whether Rangers could keep him or, you know, would want to. But you can't really argue with that contribution, can you?
Yeah, off the wide area. As I say, it was a great build-up play. It was him that started the move. You know, he breaks for the middle of the park. He's positive. He's got a lovely left foot. He's got good ability. There's no doubt about that. He can get you goals as well. He can create goals. And he's still a bit to do. But all credit to him. He puts the ball in the back of the net. And if Rangers can get in here 2-1 away from home tonight, they would be delighted with the first half.
I think it's his fifth in European competition as well, Mark. So just kind of spreading the load amongst domestic and Europa League.
Yeah, he's been a big player for Rangers this year. By the way, Hugh Keevans, the maybe one player that he got right. Remember, Hugh was all in when he seen him at first, and he hit a little bit of a lull, but Daz is right, he's been in form. Coming in off that right hand side on his left foot, so dangerous. But, you know, I guess the majority of Rangers fans would want him at the club next year. But there's a price that comes with that, of course.
Remember, Hugh tipped Rangers to make the final, and many people were sceptical. He texted me after Rangers went one up to say Rangers to make the final, and then again when they scored their second goal say Rangers to make the final.
He's put his neck out there, quite rightly so. That's why he gets paid the big bucks, and so far it's working for him. This would be some result. Still a lot of football to be played, long way to go. But Rangers couldn't ask for a better start to this.
No, because you were probably thinking, Mark, the thought process had probably shifted where before the game, you think, just get back and just stay in the tie. And then even once Fenerbahce equalised, I feel like people probably reverted to that a bit, like, okay, this is fine. And even if it was 2-1 down, you take that back, you're happy enough. But again, yeah, and we're seeing evidence, there's no reason why Rangers can't go and win this game. We've now played half the match and there is not a whole lot to fear.
No, exactly. Both teams have had their period in the game. That's naturally going to happen. But I think when you've seen the setup of this Rangers side, maybe fans and us would have thought, well, they've went negative to keep a clean sheet and just frustrate Fenerbahce. It's been anything but, really, when they've had the ball. You know, and you can see how comfortable they are in possession at the minute. The goals they've scored have been fantastic. And again, they're promoting bodies forward. Here comes Raskin. Raskin's through into the box again. Big chance. Ooh. Oh, he must have saw Jeffy. Yeah. It's no, the exact same.
He's got to square that. It's great play down the left-hand side.
That's nosebleed. That's
good,
what that is.
Yeah, good football. He gets into a great position. Just get your head up, put it across. You've got people getting in to the front post. I think it was Cherney. You get Dessers in the box. Put it across and ask a question. But terrific play from Rangers once again.
Kenny got in touch to say, evening all on the panel, first time contacting, listening to the show from the Dominican Republic on honeymoon. Oof. Hoping Rangers continue to produce in Europe tonight. Happy so far. Who am I to judge what you're getting up to in your honeymoon?
You're certainly not listening to us.
And I'm glad, that you're listening. But
what else are you up to, Kenny, while you're listening?
Yeah. Maybe listen a bit of you two to get him in the
mid. Oh, I'm waiting to beat the bundit that comes. Be switching the radio off.
Ever go to the Caribbean on any of your honeymoons?
Yes, I've been to... No, not a honeymoon, but I've been to Dominican Republic. When
have
I was,
you?
Yeah, cruising, yeah.
That seems the least likely
I've
place
you
would go
to. I've got a great story to tell you, but I'll tell you it's break. Not to be told on air.
We're into 6 minutes of additional time, which again, I'm just being selfish. All this is doing is throwing our schedule into chaos, because I was looking at the clock thinking, oh, that's good, it's nearly half time. We can go to the phones at half time and see what people made of the first half, forgetting that there would be 6 minutes added on, thanks to that Robin Proper head knock. But Rangers will be absolutely delighted so far, Gordon. I don't think there's any doubt.
Oh, yeah. Tactically, he's got it right with his formation. They look comfortable. I agree, the home side did have a little spell, but you're away from home in Europe, that's going to happen. I think they've showed good composure, good discipline, and they've created some good chances tonight, especially down the left-hand side. Just a little bit more care, putting the ball across rather than going for that spectacular may upset Fenerbahce a little bit more, but 2-1 up away from home, the way they're playing. Couldn't ask for a better start.
I think you're right with the word composure. That's what they have shown on the ball time and time again, even now, just keeping it amongst the back three. Got to say, Fenerbahce aren't really pressing them too much. Rangers are getting out pretty easy. So I think Barry Ferguson will be delighted with that. There's nothing worse when you go in Europe and you're just getting pressed and you just keep giving the ball back and it's wave after wave. Certainly hasn't been like that in this first period for Rangers. So he'll be delighted at how they've defended overall. Of course, they lose the goal, and how they've taken their chances. And that's right, they've created another couple down that left hand side that could have resulted in a better outcome.
At M. McCulloch says they're absolutely terrified of Cherney every time he picks up the ball. I think he's definitely been, not just with the goal, he's been one of the key figures so far. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think it is. But I've got to say, if I'm looking at this game, my man's Dessers.
Right.
You know, he scored the first. He's played a brilliant ball for a second. I'm looking at this Fenerbahce team and I'm looking here.
Chance Fenerbahce and it hits one of their own attackers.
I know, it was going miles by. But here comes Rangers. Look at it. Four bodies forward against a 4-on-4. Oh, it's a bad pass. Is that your man Dessers?
He's a wee bit unlucky there, Cyril. But I've got to say, I'm looking at this Fenerbahce team. I was expecting a lot more.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's all down to Rangers, but I was expecting a lot.
Because Jose is at the helm.
I love Jose.
By the way, see, for a Mourinho team, you think they would be more organised defensively, because Rangers have cut through them a couple of times. Never like a Mourinho team that. So I'm surprised as well. But I would expect much more from them going forward as well. You're right, Jekyll's shot there from the edge is going
nowhere. I can't believe he played with Manchester City. I thought it was only good players that was allowed to play there.
It's actually a good block from John Souter that takes it on to the Fenerbahce player. I didn't think we noticed that at the time, but we're nearly there. About a minute or so left. Get the phones fired up. Come on, 01419511025. Want to know what you've made of the first half. Again, Rangers are winning it back well and trying to break forward. Jeffy, though, it gives it away on this occasion. It definitely has been Rangers' left-hand side that's been the most productive.
Do you know what I've been impressed with Rangers? The two midfield players, Barron and Raskin. I think they're doing a real good job in the middle of the park, you know, trying to win second balls, obviously close the distance between the back line and the midfield, don't let them play through them. They're playing long balls. You're looking at Balogun, you're looking at Suter and saying, well, if they're playing these sort of balls, you's go and dominate the box and win the headers.
I think especially, you know, we didn't get the chance really to speak about Conor Barron, but he's been completely out of the picture. You know, he started the game against Man United in January, and that was his last start.
What a balk that is.
He came off at half time.
Yeah.
And that was his last game. John Suter sticks his head in where it hurts, gets in the way of a shot that was possibly destined for the top corner.
I think that's gone right in the top corner. John Suter 6 yards out.
Is this a shout, a handball?
I thought when the initial ball came in, it hit somebody's hand.
Yeah. Right. There is a shout for a Fenerbahce.
It's John Suter.
Yeah.
Is the hand by his side? Yeah,
it must be.
It's play on. And the corner eventually drifts wide of the post. So it's going to be a goal kick, and that should be that. Rangers will see this out. They'll get in with a half time lead. So give us a call right now. What are you making of this at the break? 01419511025. So far, so good, Rangers fans. What's been key to it? How impressed have you been? How do you see it finishing from here? I don't even think there's no suggestion really that could have been a handball on John Suter. It was an ambitious shout at best, but it was more about the block really from that same man when it came in. That's gone in, isn't it?
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah,
and I don't think the goalkeeper's getting anywhere near
half
that
time
one.
Let's speak to Andrew McLean. Time for
Clyde One Super Scoreboards coverage of the European knockout rounds with the Drake Neighbourhood Gastro Pub. Watch live sports in the West End of Glasgow.
Fenerbahce 1, Rangers 2. The half-time score in Istanbul. Rangers' domestic form goes out the window on a Thursday night once again, with Barry Ferguson's tinkering really paying off. He started with a back five to match up with their opponents, and what a start it was. Rangers pressing high. Diamandi and Cherny harrying, nicking the ball back at the edge of the box. Diamandi found Dessers. He rounded the goalkeeper, and as he shot, Kaglar Soyuncu got back to try and clear it on the line. A quick look to the referee, who pointed to his watch to confirm that it did indeed cross. You look back at the goal decision system and you could not have fit a sheet of paper in between the ball and the line. That is how tight it was, but the goal stands. Rangers 1-0 up after just 6 minutes. Then a chance for each side after that. Fenerbahce working the ball down the left, cut back to Youssef En-Nesyri, but he fired over. Rangers then with a breakaway. It came from a Fenerbahce corner. They worked it all the way up. Jeffy could only find the side netting there. Then a huge save from Jack Butland. En-Nesyri with a layoff to Dzeko. His shot was heading for the bottom corner, but Jack Butland with a really good stop low to his left. And Butland then in the centre of a mix-up. A couple of minutes later, Butland and Proper both hesitant. Butland probably to blame really out of the two of them. He then ended up rushing out, trying to head the ball, but heading Robin Proper instead. It was a real sickening clash. Proper down for a good while getting treatment. He was thankfully able to get up and walk off, but no chance he was going to be able to continue after that. Leon Balogun came on for him. Then Fenerbahce's equaliser came. You wonder whether all that chaos maybe led to a bit of confusion in the Rangers defence. A corner was flicked on at the front post. It looked up into the air. It looked as if the danger was maybe over, but Alexander Djiku with a lovely finish, hooking it over his shoulder past Jack Butland, and just like that it was 1-1. But Rangers weren't pegged back for long at all. A wonderful 1-2 between Cyril Dessers and Vaclav Cherny to get into the Fenerbahce box, and the Czech winger stayed really calm with his finish to put Rangers back ahead again. Fenerbahce did have a couple of openings late in the half, but as it stands, Barry Ferguson getting the better of Jose Mourinho in Istanbul. The half-time score, Fenerbahce 1, Rangers 2.
Yeah, give us a call right now, 01419511025. How pleased are you with what you've witnessed in that first half? Rangers fans, it's the perfect time to call. You can come out from behind the sofa or wherever you watch these games. Let us know what you made of it. Call us right now and we'll get you on after I tell you about this.
Oh my God.
Cash Dash. Win a massive £425,000.
Yes, the lines are open for our new competition, Cash Dash. £425,000 up for grabs, a serious amount of money. Text yes to 61025. The texts are 250 plus your standard network rate. If you do it now, you get three entries for the price of one text. You can call 0330 880 4523, and the calls are charged at a standard rate. It is over 18s only. And make sure you read all the rules on this rare network competition on our website. You can also enter there as well, Clyde1.com for 250. The lines close 5 p.m. Friday. Someone will win the lot. It might as well be you. Text yes to 61025.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Watch as well as listen. Head to at @ClydeSSB on X now. Taking your calls on Scottish football. 0141 951 1025. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Half time in Istanbul. Fenerbahce 1, Rangers 2. Rangers took the lead, were pegged back, and then Vaclav Cherny gave them the lead at the break. Cyril Dessers with the first, squeezing it just over the line, and a very good position for Rangers to be in. Matt is on the line. Did you see this performance coming, Matt? Or the Rangers just always do this in Europe?
No, I can't understand it, how Rangers can play like this in Europe, but in the domestic football, they're over the place. But what I would say, the goal we lost definitely needs centre-halves. The defence at corners are terrible. I get in the mood tonight to, because I can't be in Istanbul because of my work commitments. But I'm sitting with Lars Donner here, and it's not a kebab. It's a bird.
No! I'm worried about this. Like, see, when you've like out disgraced yourself compared to Gordon DL, Matt, please just. Thanks for clarifying. I mean, seriously, honestly.
I meant to say I'm sitting at Lars Donner.
A Donner kebab. Yep. Yes. I got it. The joke was anyway. On the football side of things, Matt summed up. Every Rangers fan's going to say that. How can they play this well in Europe compared to domestically? But if anything, it's almost a new version. This would be more baffling than the previous ones because, like we said, at the start of the season, they were, you know, great home and they just couldn't go to those difficult away venues and break teams down. But now it feels like everything's kind of gone to pot domestically when Queen's Park and St Mirren and Motherwell are rocking up and winning. But this is the same. They're not rocked by this stuff again. They come out in Europe and so far so good.
After what's happened domestically, you're right, Gordon. I think a lot of Rangers fans may have looked at this tie tonight and thought the bubble will burst here, surely. You know, getting into it, no confidence, change of manager, getting beat with Motherwell, Queen's Park, and it was just one nightmare after another. But you've got to say, I don't think anybody can explain Rangers in Europe on a Thursday night. I really don't. They just, for some reason, look a different side. They look more confident. They look more organised. Everything about them, we touched on that word composure, especially away from home. You get away from home, you score two goals, and it's only half time. Honestly, I think every Rangers fan must be looking at this game and asking the same question. How can we do this on a stage like this tonight? Now, there's still a bit of football still to be played. Let's not get carried away here. But so far on the evidence, I think Rangers have been excellent tonight.
Matt,
again,
I take it based on what you've seen so far, you think Rangers can go on and hold on to this and win from here?
Yes. Gordon, I don't want to call Rangers players imposters, but when the difference between domestic football and European football, I don't know. I can't fathom out how they come about playing like this. I mean, I don't know. Are they scared to play Ibers, or are they got the fear? Because remember, we won the league. It was behind closed doors. They didn't have any pressure on them, so they won the league that year. I just can't bar them out, but I'm happy. I'm really happy that we're 2-1 up. And there's more goals in this for Rangers, I think. But the defence need to get sorted out with the cross balls at corners. That's where weak is link.
What do you think, Mark? Is that goal an example of poor centre backs, or is it sometimes you've got to just, you know, because it's not actually even a brilliant corner, is it? It kind of flicked on. Yeah. The near, is it Raskino that gets his head to it, I think, and it goes, you know, goes to the back post.
Sometimes you just can't deal with, you know, that nobody's set up for that ball to the back post because it has been flicked on. I don't even think Balogun can do much. He's already in the weight of the ball, and it's a brilliant strike for the boy. I would even, Jack Butland, I would label him blameless. I know Daz thinks he should save it because, right, I think the guy's 6 yards out. It's that quick, it's past him. So some goals you have to say, okay, fine. But what's been really impressive is probably the majority of that first half defensively, we are changing there with Balogun. I still think they look solid. You're always going to give up territory and chances, but there's not been many glaring chances, or Rangers haven't been cut open too many times. And that's down to the shape they're playing. You know, they're playing that kind of five across the back, if you want. And they're two midfielders. Raskin and Barron are sitting just in front of the back three, and they're been hard to play through.
Andrew McLean, how's this going down locally? Because, you know, it's famed for that kind of hostile atmosphere and difficult to play in, but it doesn't look like it's having much negative effect on the Rangers players.
No, it doesn't look like it's having any negative effect on the Rangers players whatsoever. If anything, you do wonder whether it may end up having a negative effect on the Fenerbahce players, because, you know, they're now sort of being booed off at half-time. The fans really are getting on their case because they're not happy with what they're seeing. And, you know, fair play to Rangers because they're handling it very well. It was a bold approach from Barry Ferguson to change formation. He was speaking yesterday about how he's barely had any time on the training park with the players. I think he had one day essentially before his first match in charge against Kilmarnock. He had one day on the training pitch before that game against Motherwell, and he was quite happy at the fact he had 2 days before this game, because that just seemed like a lot compared to what he'd had previously. But, you know, he's obviously used those 2 days well. He's decided to change the formation. Rangers have stuck to their game plan really well. They've sat back, they've defended really well at times. You know, they've obviously conceded from a corner, which can happen at times, but they've then picked the right opportunities to break forward. They've got the ball forward quickly, and they've found quality in those right moments. And you think Barry Ferguson will be delighted with what he's seen so far, but he's got a big half-time team talk, because we saw it, you know, we've seen it in performances so far under Barry Ferguson, that one half and how they perform doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to perform exactly the same in the next half. So he'll be hoping that they continue this and they can look good in the second half.
Alan is on the line. Thank you to Andrew McLean. The second half about to get underway. Alan, what's your take on this then? You must be happy so far.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, it's been a good game. We've been watching. I'm actually just taking my son to his football training just now and helping out with coaching. But one of the questions I was thinking is, see, the domestic league is a different market from the European leagues. Domestic league, no one's really watching the Rangers players. When they're on the European scenario, every single manager and every single coach and every single, you know, agent is watching what they do. It's almost like a self-interest sort of situation, where the players are looking, saying, if we perform well here, the opportunities for us to then move on to, and I'll say this myself, the Rangers fan, go on to a bigger club, go on to a, you know, an English Premiership club, or go on to a German club. Is it that fact that they're in that market that they can then, they perform better because they know there's a bigger audience?
You'd be pretty disappointed in the mark if the Rangers players just turned it on because they thought it was a shop window in Europe. Yeah. Having said that, everyone is kind of scratching their head a bit, so there needs to be some.
If that's the case, should be as well clearing the decks with the players at the club for thinking that way. Rangers' bread and butter is domestic success. That's what you need to focus on first and foremost. Then European football is, of course, a bonus, and the longer you get into the tournament, great. Develops your club, develops you as a player, but you can't think I'll just turn up for the European games and forget the domestic ones. I do think it does come down to a different mentality. Playing when you are expected to win is extremely difficult. People think it's easy going to Celtic and Rangers. I've had plenty of people say it to me, it must have been easy there. It's anything but having the pressure on your shoulders to perform week in, week out. What these Rangers players have shown recently, and if you go back a longer period, that they're just not used to dealing with that. However, when it turns up on Thursday night and the pressure's slightly off and there's that wee bit more freedom, they tend to get better results and play better football.
Are you one of those, Alan, that still thought this performance was there because, you know, Europe can have this effect? Or did you think that had worn off and you were feeling the worst tonight? How did you feel going into the game?
I mean, as I say, I've watched a couple of games. I've been to a few games in the last kind of few weeks, and Rangers look different. I mean, it's almost as if there's two different teams that turn up. One team is just basically like we've seen tonight. I'd say you sit back and they can attack and they can score with ease. And then there's our team which played Queen's Park, which looked as if it just ran out of ideas. So, as I say, it's just one of these things. It's how to get into the mindset. What is the mindset of the players? And obviously, what's the mindset of the manager? How are they playing and what do they want to achieve? And obviously, they want to achieve a win in every game. And I take the point of the league is a very, very important thing. and yes, you want to win the league, but winning in Europe is something which is more select than winning in Scotland. So, and I don't mean that badly. I mean, any player who plays for Rangers and Celtic could probably win the league in Scotland. There's not many players in the world who can say they've won a Champions League or a Europa League or a European tournament.
I get the loose logic, but I think also if you were stinking the place out domestically every week, teams wouldn't sign you, Gordon, for the odd good European performance. To suggest it would be sort of deliberate or calculated, I'm not sure players really operate like that, do they?
Yeah, I think Alan's just trying to come up with an answer, because I think every Rangers fan would be probably saying the same. How can Rangers perform like this on a Thursday? And it's not just a one-off. They finished in the top eight to qualify. They went to Fenerbahce, where everybody thinks, well, the bubble will burst. They're 1-2-1 so far, and they've been very good for the first half. I don't buy into what Alan's saying. I don't think it is a domestic situation.
Thank you, Alan. Enjoy your football training. Get the coaching masterclass for the boys. That was Alan on his way in East Kilbride, and it's time for us to play this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Come on, Beat the Pundit time. It's 01419511025. It's your chance to take on Mark Wilson or Gordon Dalziel, get some bragging rights and win yourself a signed ball. We are on a long winless run. No, we're not actually. It ended last night in a tiebreaker. I take it back.
Cool loss.
I'll tell you that in a second. But the listeners, let's keep it going. 01419511025. The lines close at 7 o'clock.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Watch as well as listen. Check out the Clyde One Facebook page now. Tackle the headlines. 01419511025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
High drama between Fenerbahce and Rangers, because for quite a long time we thought Rangers had gone 3-1 up. Cyril Dessers again, a lengthy VAR check for offside. It didn't even really look like a difficult one. There wasn't like a ruck of bodies to go through or anything. It was just Dessers from the initial shot from Raskin. The keeper parried it, but it was offside in the end. We've seen the lines, it's the usual. We said it with the first goal as well, with goal line technology. You trust the technology, or you kind of have to. Extremely tight, but the important thing is the factual decision, as they would say. The goal does not stand. Fenerbahce now claiming a handball on Nicholas Raskin. If the offside flag wasn't up, Rangers might have been in bother there, yeah, but it was. So it's going to stay 2-1 for now. Let's play a big game of our own.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Okay, Beat the Pundit time. I felt for Roger Hannah last night, so we had to get him in here as an emergency. For the first time in 8 years, I just forgot to ask a second pundit to come, basically. Yeah. Jim Duffy was on his own. Roger Hanna came as an emergency. He played Beat the Pundit on his minus two, and he lost on a tiebreaker.
Well, there's...
his head would have been scrambled.
No, he can't. He's got plenty of time. He's in here at 6:30. It's 7 o'clock. By the way, big news, I'm back in the dugout tomorrow.
Back in the dugout?
Yeah, manager.
Championship manager.
No. Capability Scotland are having a charity match at Spartans. Is it Ainslie Park? And DL's in the dugout as a manager.
Seriously?
Of one. Yes, me and Gordon Smith against Billy Davis and John McStay. Two teams that's for a great cause.
I'd love to pay in to see that.
I've got the old Daily United suit. Listen, you guys.
Channel ball.
Three interim games, and all of a sudden you think you're song.
Two up front, channel ball.
Yeah. A baggy and suit. Behind the full back.
baggy suit and a pair of Puma Kings.
Two midfielders, one goal, one stay.
I'm just amazed you're going all the way to Edinburgh.
I know.
It's for a great cause. I'm supporting the cause, so I'm going through there.
Who's playing in it?
Oh, some
ex-celebrities in that.
Darren Dodds and all these boys.
Darren Dodds?
Was it Darren Dodds? Big centre half?
Aye.
Yeah, he's playing, he's coming along.
Well, let's see if you can get a Beat the Pundit victory to take you into your big managerial return. Jack is in Strathaven. How's it going, Jack?
Aye, right, how are you guys doing?
Not bad. Have you played before?
No, first time playing.
First time. How do you think, how do you usually fare when you play along at home?
I can go 6 and a half a dozen. Last week I got 6. Yesterday I got 0. So no, I'm glad away.
Rangers are in again here, and they have scored this time. This will be 3. This is really incredible. It's Rangers, it's Thursday, it's the Europa League. We shouldn't really be surprised, and yet somehow they just keep doing it. Fenerbahce 1, Rangers 3. Dessers again.
Yeah, incredible. This man, honestly, he's a goal scorer. He's putting the the defence under so much pressure. Is that his goal? Or is that was that an own goal?
Slides in at the same time.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, all credit to Rangers. They thought they had a 3-1 lead about 2 or 3 minutes ago. I get chopped off for offside. They've come right back up the park. They're causing all sorts of problems. Dessers makes a great
run. Oh, no, he might be offside again.
I think he's off.
He might be offside again. But to be fair, the first one didn't look off and was. So maybe this will work in reverse, where this one looks off and isn't, with the camera perspective being a bit out of line. Oh, his left foot when he goes through, he does get the break of the ball off the defender who's trying to cover round. Barry Ferguson's punching the air in delight. We'll see if it stands. There is going to be another check. It would be very Cyril Dessers to get two goals disallowed for offside.
Yeah,
it'd be a blow, because both times he's caused so much. His movement's very good. His first one, he follows up. That one, he goes in behind the defender.
I thought they had the old automated offsides, but I don't think they do, because it didn't look like that in the first viewing of the last one that got disallowed. Hugh's texting about Rangers making the final again. He might want to wait to find if the goal stands.
Yeah,
I mean, they would still be in the lead if the goal doesn't stand. But sorry, Jack, just give us a wee second. Is that okay?
That's fine. No,
good man.
Compose yourself, Jack.
This is what's murder when we've got a game on and it's the same time as Beat the Pundit and so on. It is another long check.
I think this one looks more offside than the first one, if that makes sense.
But that's why the technology's there, isn't it? So that we don't have to guess with the naked eye. With even if the camera's slightly out of line, it does distort your perspective, and that's why it's there. But I'll tell you what, it's no quicker than
the last one,
than what we've got. Because again, these shouldn't really be hard ones. You're not going through, like a ruck of bodies or anything like that.
Yeah, it's a one and one, and it just looked like he's right footed.
It's offside again. It is offside again. A second disallowed goal for Cyril Dessers in the space of 5 minutes. Incredible stuff. Anyway, Jack, sorry about that. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Good. Heads it will be Mark Wilson, tails it will be Gordon Dalziel. And it is the Maryhill Mourinho, Partick Pep.
Yep.
The Firhill. Name me a manager that begins with F.
I can name
Frank Sozzi.
No. I beat him at Hampden.
Anyway. You ready?
Obviously going back to you. Yes, good luck, Jack.
Give Mark Wilson something else to listen to. Jack, 30 seconds, answer as many as you can. Pass if you don't know the answer, okay?
Got it.
Right, your time starts now. Who was Rangers manager the last time they faced Fenerbahce?
Pass.
How many points were Inverness deducted earlier this season?
10.
Potential Scotland striker George Hurst plays for which English club?
Crystal Palace.
Which Celtic player was named Premiership Player of the Month?
Maida.
Who's St Mirren's top scorer this season?
Olisanya.
What was the score in the Queen's Park Air game on Tuesday?
3-0 Air.
Fenerbahce playing which Turkish city?
Istanbul.
Mark Wilson, can you hear us? They're quite tough.
They're quite easy.
Do you think so?
Yeah. What to do is pass the first three
right.
For quickly see the next one, you'll just scoot through.
That's what I was going to say. The
first three, but then after that, boom, 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 boom.
Okay.
But how do you know that Jack doesn't have some on the board
exactly.
by then? Okay. 30 seconds, Mark Wilson. Same set of questions. Your time starts now. Who was Rangers manager the last time they faced Fenerbahce?
Dick Advocaat.
How many points were Inverness deducted earlier this season?
15.
Potential Scotland striker George Hurst plays for which English club?
Oh, Brighton.
Which Celtic player was named Premiership Player of the Month?
Maeda.
Who is St Mirren's top scorer this season?
Olisanya.
What was the score in the Queen's Park Air game on Tuesday?
3-2 Air.
Fenerbahce play in which Turkish city?
Istanbul.
Which SPFL stadium is closest to the sea?
Air.
No.
Aberdeen.
Still no. Jack, how do you think it went?
I'd have got the last question, but if I can hold my hand, it wasn't a Celtic legend, so I don't mind that.
A Celtic what? Oh,
thanks, Jack.
Legend.
Thanks. Thank you. Yes.
What did you
doesn't
say?
It get said
Don't
enough
mark
in this
Celtic legend.
Oh, catch yourself on, Jack.
Thank you, Jack.
I don't even know how
I knew I liked you, mate, since I heard your voice.
I don't know how many Jack Goat, but I hope there's a donut in there for him.
Well, I happily do, mate. There'd been a loss today and a loss tomorrow, and does it for you and all.
Well, there we go. Can't argue with that. Right, let's go through them. Dick Advocaat was the manager.
What
the last
time.
Boom.
Devastated.
That's
the one that kills you.
I'm devastated. It is 1-0 to Mark Wilson. Inverness were deducted 15 points. 2-0 Mark
boom.
Wilson.
Boom. Boom.
Hold on a second. You thought George Hurst played for Brighton. Any takers?
No, Ipswich.
No, it is Ipswich.
Is it?
What? Yes.
I'm sorry, just the most random guess ever.
Of all the English clubs.
I just went Ipswich, don't ask me why.
Where's Jack Fairing three questions in here?
He's 2-0 down. But John Churst,
Jack's hanging up.
Can you see it? I mean, is Lyndon Dykes injured? I think we're not exactly blessed in that area. I think he would very loosely fit that sort of big physical mould that Steve Clarke quite likes.
If he's been playing at that level this year, we can't turn our nose up.
Yeah, Steve Clarke was watching Ipswich the other night. Mm. A big blow losing Ben Doak, for goodness sake. That's what's so frustrating about international football. You think you're onto something, but then the games don't come around for another few months, and then everything changes. So we need to try and get past Greece without him. Anyway, 2-0 to Mark Wilson. You both knew that Daizen Maeda was the Premiership Player of the Month. I suspect that was one of the easier votes for a while. Toyosi Olusanya is the top scorer. Jack got that as well. Jack was not bad, but you built up a cushion. So you're 4-2 in front. And listen, Jack, you can't argue. He's Mr. Championship now. He's out and about. He's watching games. He's scouting opponents. Were you there?
I was there.
Oh, no.
I was there.
Oh, with the big coats and everything.
Aye.
Partick Thistle coats.
You didn't go with the Partick Thistle jacket on.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does.
I went with my own gear on.
In for a cup of tea.
Still with my initials on it, though, my own jacket.
Great game, though.
It was brilliant.
Big result for you.
I was, by the way, Scott Brown. I was saying to Daz there, 2-0 down, instantly made three changes, changed the game right away. Good substitutions.
Yeah, 3-2. A brilliant game, and well done to Ayr, but it's to your detriment, unfortunately, Jack, because Mark Wilson gets it. You did know Istanbul, Jack. You were fine. You were hanging in there. You got a three, but unfortunately for you, Mark Wilson got a six.
What's the one about? Is it any club?
Jack, sorry.
Jack says he would know that. What would you say there, Jack?
Closest to the sea.
Arbroath.
It is Arbroath.
Oh,
well done.
Arbroath.
I'm giving that to Jack.
Good shout, Jack.
I'm giving that to Jack.
Told you.
Still a defeat. 6-4, I'm afraid. Jack,
what did I say?
You did well enough.
You said there.
You were just beaten by, I'm afraid to say it, the better man.
Nah, that was respectable anyway, so I'll take that.
What's on your mind as a Celtic fan at the moment, Jack? All good, I take it? Anything preoccupying you?
Nothing really to be worried about, honestly. It's just quite a comfortable season. I would never have thought that back in the summer. I thought we'd still win the league, but to see how 16 points clear and could win the game, the league in three mm-hmm. games, you know, I'll take that. And but one player just stands out, obviously, is Maeda. I've had family arguments about Maeda for a long time, but I just know he's just like the work that he just knew the end product would come.
So you were always a big fan. You were on his side in these family arguments.
I mean, don't get me wrong, he did frustrate me a lot, but I was giving the benefit of the doubt just because he brought something different to the table. But it's just recently I've just seen the quality processes, especially up front too.
Is there any part of you that thinks Hibs could upset things at the weekend, or are Celtic just too strong for that?
Oh no, I mean they're the second on form, they're probably the second best team in Scotland on form right now. But I mean, 7,000 fans too, it'll be a great game. I still think we'll win the game, but I wouldn't say it's going to be nothing to worry about. There will be a tough game to play against.
You couldn't really, especially if the teams left in the competition, and maybe even if you had the choice of any others, you couldn't handpick a team to have a better chance than Hibs. That still doesn't mean it's going to be anything other than a huge task. You know, nothing changes. Celtic will still be pretty big favourites for it, especially it's been at Celtic Park. You never know. Is there a wee fire lit under them having lost, you know, Easter Road? I don't know, you professionals maybe.
Yeah, they come
get
off the European game that weekend, didn't they? No, I think it's Celtic Park, with the fact that there's a treble there for him to grasp, Gordon. If it had been Easter Road, the way Hibs are playing, you're thinking, there's a chance there from Fenerbahce. But if it was Easter Road, you'd be thinking, oh, this has got to be a real difficult game. I think Hibs will turn up and play some good football. They're playing with such confidence. But if Celtic bring their A-game to the party, there's only one winner.
Remember Hibs went to Celtic Park earlier in the season, and they had so many opportunities to score.
Yeah, they played well despite the scoreline.
Really well. And that was a time that they were just going through a wee period that was difficult for David Gray. They're in a much better position nowadays. I mean, they've already beaten Celtic. It will be harder, of course, at Celtic Park, but they've certainly got a chance. And backed by, did I read something like 7,000
fans? Yeah.
So that's going to be an incredible atmosphere. What a cup tie. It's going to be, you're going to see two teams playing attacking football. I still see Celtic obviously being strong just because it's that motivation of the treble. I don't think they're going to take their foot off the gas in this one.
I think players get that way, Jack. I think from the outside we assume that they do, but do you think players would even have 1% added on by trying to get something back from losing at Easter Road?
I mean, I think all footballers will just go into the game with the same mindset, to be honest. Just it's another game, another chance to go a step close to a trophy. I think when folks say, oh, like the treble's in the bag because like Rangers got knocked out, I'm thinking, well, I mean, there's still at least, what, three games to go, so you're thinking it's very premature. I still think they'll be, like, you know, really up for it, especially after losing that sort of added element you saw against Aberdeen in the League Cup semi, the 1-6-0 after that 2-each draw at Celtic Park. So there will be that sort of added incentive to it. But at the end of the day, it's still 90 minutes or 120 at the worst. But, you know, I still think they'll be coming out victorious at the end, to be honest.
Yeah, it might be unrelated, Mark. I'm not saying this is the reason. There could be numerous reasons, but that is a good comparison. It was. I remember getting the feeling that weekend as if Aberdeen had angered Celtic by drawing at Celtic Park and then paid for it in the in the League Cup game.
Exactly, and we all built up to that game saying maybe Aberdeen had sussed Celtic out and how many bodies had got forward and putting pressure, and it was a great result at Celtic Park. Celtic went out and blew them away, first half especially. That's going to be important, I think, come Saturday. The first half, if Hibs can frustrate and just show that they're capable of creating one or two things at Celtic Park, then, you know, you turn your 7,000 right on your back and the Celtic fans might not like it, get a wee bit hostile. So it's going to be a great game of football. Hibs have plenty of attacking flair. There'll definitely be goals in it.
Okay, thank you very much to Jack on the line. Rangers are through again. They've had the ball in the net twice in the second half, both ruled out for offside, both serial dessers, both obviously offside, but both very tight as well. This one's been snuffed out. It's a bit more stretched now. Alisson Maxim's come on for Fenerbahce, and he's obviously direct, as you would expect, down that left-hand side. But still, Rangers in the lead. There was a ferocious shot that flew wide of Jack Butland's post there. And still, Gordon, still looking more dangerous.
Yeah, I think Rangers in a counter-attack look very dangerous. Look like they're another goal. But I think you said that there, Gordon, it's getting a bit open. But end to end, I think Rangers just need to realise where they are. They're 2-1, they're in command of the ties so far. Fenerbahce are going to throw everything at them to try and get back into this. But if they just defend properly, there'll be other chances because they're so open at the back, Fenerbahce, that with Tierney and Dessers there, they're absolutely going through every time they go up the pitch.
I think somebody says at the weekend, sorry, that Barry Ferguson's very active on the touchline. I just seen him there galloping down the touchline in his technical area, willing his team back. And again, you see him just right in the corner there. So he's
giving
everything. That was the ball retriever, as they're called now, or something like that. Are they? Have I just made that up?
Ball retriever.
I'll take your word for it. What do you think the mindset will be, Mark? Because it's one of those, you know, people always say, but before the game you would have taken X. I think Rangers would definitely have taken a 2-0 draw before the game, and so they're in the lead. Where's the push to try and add to that and give yourself a proper cushion?
Well, look, they've created chances in the last 10 minutes, so you automatically think, or if you're on that touchline, you'd probably be thinking, have I changed something here? Am I just inviting pressure, further pressure onto this back line? Does that have a negative effect on us? Or do I keep playing this way for the next 5 minutes and get a third? I think Rangers have been comfortable enough. I mean, Fenerbahce aren't exactly battering the door down. The couple of opportunities they had there, pretty simple for Butland.
Good chance there for Fenerbahce. They just couldn't quite get the purchase on the shot inside the box, and it does trickle through the legs. Think of John Souter into Jack Butland. Maybe a concern though, Vaclav Cherny's down. He doesn't look to be in loads of discomfort.
I think his race is run.
You think so?
Yeah, I think he was pointing over to the dugout. I think that maybe Barry will be looking at in those areas. I don't think he'll change the style or anything. I think Rangers have been comfortable. I don't think that you're looking at a side, a home team that's, you know, you're thinking, oh, in the next couple of minutes they're going to score a goal because they're creating so many chances. I just think they maybe need some fresh legs, mid-left part, maybe in the wide areas, just to get them back up the pitch again. You can see the coaching staff there talking with Barry. They might just be looking at one or two options, but just now, 71 plus on the clock, you couldn't ask for. It's a fairy tale once again for Rangers.
Good time to call 01419511025. How are you feeling about the closing 20 minutes, Rangers fans? Give us a call. We were speaking Celtic there as well, so if you want to jump in on that discussion, you can, or anything else that you think we've missed, call us right now and we'll get you on next.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Watch as well as listen. Head to @ClydeSSB on X now. You are the voice of Scottish football. Call 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon Dyell are here. 76 and a half gone in Istanbul. It is still Fenerbahce 1, Rangers 2. And Gordon, we're probably at that time in the game, and with the way the game's been played, I'm not sure any outcome would really surprise you from here. Rangers are in the driving seat. They could well hold on to it. They could definitely add to it. But you know, the hosts have had their moments.
Yeah, it's one of these games still with a little bit of time to play that there's another goal somewhere. And if you're a Rangers fan, you're hoping the way that you're hitting and Fenerbahce on the counter-attack, it'll be them. Because I thought Rangers tonight, especially second half, have been very good in the counter-attack, causing them all sorts of problems. Look, the home team are going to throw everything at you. They need to get back into this tie. I don't think they can come to Glasgow losing 2-1, having to chase the game against Rangers. But once again, here's Rangers. It's so open. They've got the one thing I like about them tonight, Gordon, they could easily sit back. They're committing players forward. They're looking for the third goal. Third goal kills a tie for me.
Cherny's fine, by the way. He's still on. Gordon Dyell told you in his medical opinion that he was going off 10 minutes ago, but he is still on. I think, Mark, that would suit Rangers, because I don't think this, they're not, they look very open, Fenerbahce. They have all game, so if they're going to press forward, there's going to be a lot of space for Rangers.
And Rangers players are filling those holes. Well, you see, you know, Cherny up there on the right hand side, but plenty of bodies getting forward. Rangers have made a couple of changes, obviously Hadji and Sterling coming on, replacing Yilmaz and Diamandi. So some fresh legs, one in that midfield area, but especially out on this right hand side. And that's another opportunity for Rangers.
Got to do better, Mark.
Is that Balogun?
Raskin. I'm sure that's Raskin. It's waiting for that.
Corner kick out swinging.
There's a Rangers player down in the box. I don't know if they're hoping that this leads to a decision. If anyone was hauled down or anything, he's taken a bit to get back to his feet. The referee, just taking his time. I think there's going to be another substitution as well. Like we said, Rangers have already made a couple. Dujon Sterling coming on. Remember, he did come on against Motherwell. That was his first game back since the first week in January. And now the home side making some changes as well. You think that was a big chance?
I think so. I'm sure it was Raskin. If he connects with it, then there's a possibility he's going to end up in the back of the net. Great opportunity. I think Rangers will be delighted with the way they've created some very good chances tonight. Just by fine margins with Dessers, he could have had another two. But there's still a bit of work to be done, especially at the back. They've got to keep this team out.
I've got a full-time teaser for you. I have to admit, it's quite difficult.
Oh, well, forget it.
Really difficult. Stephen and Barhead has sent it in. Can you name the last six players to score for a Scottish side away in Turkey? Club side. Can you name the last six players to score for a Scottish club side away in Turkey? It's difficult.
Give us the teams.
Chris Kane.
Right. You're at least on to this.
St Johnson.
But no.
Oh, St Johnson played in Turkey.
Stevie May.
They did.
Yeah.
Who was that I scored though?
Oh, yeah. You can name every St Kirk. Johnson player from the last.
Kirk! No. Come on.
19 year old or whatever he is, Mackenzie Kirk. You think he did that 4 years ago?
Oh,
when he was at school.
4 years ago, sorry, I didn't. All right, okay.
Oh, wasn't he Kane then? No. And it wasn't me.
He was a high
McLean.
Let me finish. He was a high profile member of that St Johnson team, but not a goal scorer.
Wotherspoon.
Not a goal scorer.
Tierney's in here again.
Rangers could be in here. This could be it. This might be the best chance of the lot. And they are finally. This one won't be offside, surely. Fenerbahce 1, Rangers 3. 10 minutes to go. How impressive has this been?
I told you. I just think they look brilliant tonight. Fenerbahce throwing everything at them. On the counter, they've been excellent. So much composure. And if you've got a race, you want that guy on the ball. He was calm, composed. He takes his time. Favourite left foot. Slides it by the goalkeeper. Look, I cannot see them. If Rangers walk out here with 3-1, for me, that ties over.
How's that pass from Nicholas Raskin?
That's unbelievable. Defence splitting pass. It's rolled back to him and it's first time. And Cherny's got all the space. He's got a full half to run into. But the weight of the pass has to be bang on. That's great first touch from Cherny. Gives the defender no chance to get in. Second touch is better. Squares him up. and just rolls it past the goalkeeper. It's a brilliant counter attack goal.
It can't be the case, Gordon, because they've done it so often. We've said they've done it for years. I still feel like teams don't give Rangers enough respect in Europe, because what, why? I don't know if Fenerbahce are trying to win the game, but it's like they act like Rangers are not capable of doing that to them at the back. Why are you not wise to this?
Well, it's a costly lesson for Jose Mourinho. We talk about one of the best coaches in the world, won absolutely everything, and he's been outthought tonight. I think Rangers on the counter, second half, I think they've been excellent. Look, fine margins. There could have been another two goals. Rangers could have scored five goals here tonight away from home. You would never have seen that coming. But for me, if they can just see out the remainder of this game, I think this tie's gone for Fenerbahce.
It's a long way back. Rangers are doing brilliantly. Fenerbahce tried to just put a ball in the box, but the Rangers deal with that quite comfortably. And they are 3-1 to the good. Two goals disallowed for offside. You wondered if that would be a frustration and if the home side could then make them pay. But no, it's Rangers that have gone and got the next goal in the game. And Leon Balogun's taking a bit of a sore one with an arm.
Yeah. Elbow
the
slightly up there.
More subs coming
changes.
On. Tom Lawrence.
Yeah, Tom Lawrence and Hamza Igaman going to come on.
Is Davidson the answer to St Johnston?
I was going to say no. Murray Davidson.
Liam Craig?
Nope. What about more obvious teams then? We can get back to St Johnston.
Celtic. Okay.
Wade Griffiths.
No, but that sort of era.
Yeah.
Chris Commons.
Yes, well done. 2015. Chris Commons scored away. Fenerbahce won. Celtic won.
Where does that leave us?
Well, what was on?
Moves us with 4 to get.
What
was five
on
to get?
Advocate,
yeah,
team.
Because you said you told us earlier Dick Advocate was the last.
Yeah.
No.
Billy Dodds.
No.
Nacho Novo.
No, because
Nacho Novo. Kenny Miller.
Kenny Miller's always
for
an answer.
For Celtic.
No.
Rangers.
Yes.
Right. Okay. He's always an answer, Kenny. Yeah,
not an the answer. Advocate one though. 2010.
Right. So we still get an Advocate one.
Bursaspor one. Rangers won and Kenny Miller scored. So you've got 2 and 4 to get.
Shota Advardi.
Nope. I can tell you there are two from the same game, and it's that one way back, September 2000. Galatasaray 3, Rangers 2.
Oh. Van Bronckhorst?
Yes.
Brilliant,
yes.
Mark.
And Alberts?
No.
That's you, Rita. That's the team that absolutely thumped you.
Exactly.
Is it not? Where's your man in it?
Who?
Your man's in it.
Oh no.
Oh, I love when Kinchelskis is in it. Tell us the story again.
Is he in it?
Kinchelskis.
Oh,
so
I don't
September
like that,
2000
boy.
Is that before or after he stood on the ball and did this against
what year was
air
it?
Team September 2000.
Before 2002, he achieved his standing in the ball. I'll
imagine,
never forget. I'll
imagine
never forget
somebody doing that to one of your teams.
I'll tell a great story about that. The dinners on.
Yeah, made up probably.
Every bit of it.
I thought that was true. You tell it so well. Right, how many have we got then?
Listen, you've got between now and the end of the show, so is that absolutely
for
fine?
For being hard, I'm impressed by it.
But I've given you some clues, so thanks to Stephen and Barhead for sending it. If you want to hear your teaser used, the address you need is fulltime@Clyde1.com. The Big Blue Bear says Jose Mourinho's fear and torment from Ferguson in the opposition dugout continues. Genuinely looks like a masterclass in European football away from home.
It's hard to argue with that, because you take into consideration the change of shape. That's easy to criticise if this goes badly. You know, it was naive. You're just playing for a draw. But it's been anything but. It's been secure at the back for the most part. But the most impressive thing, Desers is in again here.
I know.
He doesn't quite catch that one in the left foot and it's easily held, but Rangers
created some amount of chances.
They look every bit as likely to get a fourth as Fenerbahce do of getting anything
you
else.
You would honestly say, if you look at this game, Rangers have created more chances in the home side. They've been excellent.
Oh, for sure.
They've been excellent.
And they're all so similar. You know, it's Rangers' game plan is working perfectly and Fenerbahce's is absolutely not.
They're all over the place. They're just chasing a goal to try and keep their cell alive. And look, I would not be surprised if Rangers get another opportunity in this game.
Yeah, it's been really impressive. The camera just went on Conor Barron there, and Daz mentioned it earlier. The two midfielders just sitting there, a lot of ground to cover, but they've done, you know, everything right in terms of bottom kind of forward passes, but on the ball as well. I mean, Raskin's pass for the goal, terrific. He's shot for the one that
here
was...
Here he come again.
Here's Raskin again. He's been outstanding tonight. He's shot for Desser's goal. So he's been everywhere. He's not only just been a defensive midfielder, but he's taken part in every attack. And look at Rangers there. They were 86 minutes. They've got five bodies that were forward taking part in that attack.
Not to open old wounds about sports science and red zones and the way Philippe Clement used to frustrate the Rangers fans by, you know, slowly getting players back in. Conor Barron hasn't played first team football in 6 weeks. Nothing at all. You know, his last appearance was the Man United game at the end of January. He's played 86. He's going to rack up the 90 minutes here with a really good shift.
A great shift. Absolutely great shift. Agree. I spotted it right away. I think him and Raskin in the middle of the park, they've just sat there. They've dominated the middle of the park. It was a big ask for them, and they've certainly produced, as Rangers make those two substitutions in. Conor Barron must be wanting to come off now, is he not?
Your man,
slightly harsh where it went up there. Did you see that number nine coming off and it says two offsides under his name?
Did he?
That says two offsides.
Is that the stat for tonight?
I thought that's pretty harsh.
Yeah,
he's also scored Cherny. The first goal.
Cherny's going to be replaced by Hamza Egeman.
He's got to say they two can be pleased with their nice work. They two have been excellent, really excellent. Some fresh legs coming on now just to see this out. 3-1 coming back to Glasgow next Thursday.
It's the goal scorers, isn't it? Cherny with two and Dessers with one. Dessers with two disallowed. It's been a really productive evening for the Rangers forward line. Can they see this out? The great thing is, even if Fenerbahce were to score again, Gordon, going over there and winning the game is no mean feat. And they don't look likely at this point.
No. I think Rangers have sussed them. They're trying to get the ball wide. There's a mistake there. They're playing high balls into the box, and Rangers' second half have dealt with that no problem whatsoever.
Fenerbahce kind of reminding me of, see, when Rangers are at their least effective, and they just keep putting a lot of balls into the box.
It's needless balls. It's hitting hope, Gordon.
You know, we get a lot of calls of that, don't we? Oh, Rangers, we couldn't break teams down. Yeah. We kept putting all these daft crosses in.
That's what's happening.
What Fenerbahce are doing. And I suppose you would say, if you were a Rangers fan, you would take that. There's one at the back post, but again, everyone's always stretching. They're always a bit overhit. Maybe a chance here, cleared away. John Souter again,
loves that one, didn't he?
Talking about a return to the team, though, Mark, at the right time. He's put his head everywhere.
He does love that one, middle of the 6 yard box, just putting his body on the line. He's done it a couple of times tonight, but those balls into the box, you've got Souter, you've got Balogun. Okay, Tavernier's a bit smaller, but they've dealt with it fine. Even if Fenerbahce players do get ahead to it, it's never really a clean one that's bothered Butlin. And there we go, another set piece just headed out. So they've dealt with those better in this second period as well. But a top performance from the Rangers players, but also the coaching team as well. Recognised that they had to change it, got their message across to the players, and the players have done the rest. Huge credit.
Yeah, there is a half chance for Egeman to cause something over the top. He's just going to make a nuisance of himself in the closing stages. You can see Barry Ferguson still. He's kicking every ball. He's probably worn out that suit already, trying to urge his team forward. And they've not really looked that threatening. Again, it's just a cross into the box. And Balogun loves that.
The two centre-halves, you know, it's like a practice match for them. They're just heading balls out, defending. Everything, they're taking care of it. That's desperation from the home side.
If you're Rangers, you know you've got to them. You're delighted with that. Kostic takes it on his left foot. It's a shot from miles out that it's never hopeful. Just never looked set, never looked balanced.
No, it's hopeful. They've ran out of ideas, Gordon. Right, I'm surprised with that.
I'm a bit stressed about the timing of this. 6 minutes added on. We've got the tickets to give away to the International Comedy Festival. Let's try and do all of that before the full-time whistle goes. Let's play.
The Glasgow International Comedy Festival with Clyde One.
Yes, so this week we are giving away tickets to the Glasgow International Comedy Festival. Clyde One celebrating an official partnership with what is always a terrific event. And tonight we've got two tickets for Darren Connell at the King's Theatre on Thursday the 27th. You'll know him as Bobby from Scott Squad.
Love him in that.
So to go and see Darren, all you have to do is give us the punchline to this football joke as delivered by you, Mark Wilson. There you go. You read that out. Give us the start of the
joke. All right. How do football players stay cool during a game?
Ooh, that's harder than the other two from this week.
How do football players stay cool during a game?
I'm sure you'll manage. 01419511025. Give us the punchline to that joke. You are off to see Darren at the Kings, and I'll be throwing in a bit of an extra prize as well. I can't even see it on my sheet. Are we not throwing in anything? Are we just giving tickets tonight?
Cash.
<That's fine.
laughs>
Dinner. You must get dinner and a bottle of wine.
Meal for two, wine.
Yeah, because every other night's been dinner and wine.
Transport.
You'll need to put it up then, I think. A fish supper on Gordon DL. Anyway, get the tickets. Phone us before the end of this break.
Clyde One Super Scoreboards. Watch as well as listen. Check out our YouTube stream now. 0141 951 1025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Lines are closed on the competition. Thank you to everyone who called and is still trying. We've got two tickets to see Darren Cornell at the King's Theatre on Thursday the 27th of March. You'll know him as Bobby from Scott Squad. Two drinks and two courses per person at Gost as well. Full time Istanbul, so we'll do that in just a second. Let's answer tonight's joke. All you had to do, Mark Wilson, deliver the line of the joke for us.
How do football players stay cool during a game? Of course, they stand next to...
No, don't you answer it yet. You've given it away. Brian and Broomhill.
They stand next to
Brian
a freezer.
Brian and Broomhill, what's the answer?
I wasn't sure, but Mark just told me. Stand in front of the fans.
You knew it anyway. You told the producer you knew it.
That's how you get put through.
And that.
It's slightly different from Mark's answer. He said something else.
Exactly. Right. Listen, these two jokers in here, they're a comedy act in themselves. Even was a joke at trying to deliver the
best material.
Well done to Brian and Broomhill. Two courses, two drinks, two courses at Gost, and off to see Darren Cornell at the Kings. Happy with that?
Oh, absolutely.
Good,
thanks
man.
Very much.
Well
Thank
done.
You.
Full-time Istanbul, Andrew McLean.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard's coverage of the European knockout rounds with the Drake Neighbourhood Gastro Pub. Watch live sports in the West End of Glasgow.
Fenerbahce 1, Rangers 3, the full-time score in Istanbul. What a win and what a result for Barry Ferguson's side, who are now in control of this last 16 tie. Dessers and Cherney with the goals, they played really well, but overall, just a fantastic team performance from Rangers. Every single player putting in a shift as they make their way over to the corner where 2,500 travelling supporters are giving them their acclaim at the moment. Rangers on it right from the start too. 6 minutes in, Diamandi and Cherney pressing well to win the ball at the edge of the box. Diamandi found Dessers. He rounded the goalkeeper. His shot was rolling towards the goal. Kagla Soyuncu tried to clear it off the line. He got the ball away, but not in time. The referee looked at his watch. It signalled that it was a goal. Rangers ahead. And it just, well, they hoped it kept on getting better, but Jack Butland then had to make a big save from En-Nesyri. You know, there was a mix-up at the back a couple of minutes later. He clattered into Robin Proper after initially being hesitant. A really horrible clash that was. Robin Proper down for a while, had to get treatment, had to be replaced by Leon Balogun. That maybe rocked Rangers for a bit. Fenerbahce's equaliser came quickly afterwards. It was a corner that was flicked on at the front post, looped up into the air. Alexander Djiku hooking the ball over his shoulder and into the back of the net. That was the equaliser for the home side, but Rangers got back ahead before half-time. A wonderful 1-2 between Cyril Dessers and Václav Cherny to get into the Fenerbahce box. It was the Czech winger who stayed calm in the end with the finish to put them back ahead. Rangers had a quick start to the second half as well. Cyril Dessers had the ball in the back of the net twice in the space of 5 minutes. Neither of those counted. Both of them ruled out for offside following VAR checks. The first was a rebound from Nicholas Raskin shot. The second after being played through by Jeff Day. Fenerbahce pushed after that, had some half chances, but left themselves exposed at the other end. Rangers eventually making the most out of it. Nicholas Raskin, a wonderful through ball around 50 yards to play through Václav Cherny, sent him clear. He had a long time to think about it, bearing down on the goalkeeper, kept his composure with 10 minutes to go, and that made it 3-1. Rangers at it in the Europa League once again. Barry Ferguson getting the better of Jose Mourinho, and the return leg is a week tonight in Glasgow. The full time score as the Rangers player make their way off the pitch in Istanbul. Fenerbahce 1, Rangers 3.
We've got time, we could squeeze something in. Rangers fans, just how good was that? 01419511025. Gordon DL.
Not good. It was absolutely brilliant for anyone concerned.
Right, Louis Walsh.
No, I do. Yeah, yeah. I did love it. I've got to say, Scottish side going over there, probably not many giving them a chance with their domestic form just now. Come under a lot of pressure. I thought second half, and I think Mark was touching on Raskin. Right, you can look at the front two. I thought they gave Fenerbahce's back line headaches all night. But Raskin and Baron Midley Park were excellent tonight. I think Barry Ferguson looked for that response after the disappointment of Ibrox against Motherwell at the weekend. He certainly got it. Andrew says they're in control. Totally agree with him. 3-1 up. You can't see Rangers throwing this away now, surely.
Yeah, I thought the players were magnificent. I thought the tactics were spot on. I think you think when you've seen the team lineup, it looked like just a 3-5-2 and Chernley playing off. But see, when you looked at it, it resembled a 3-4-3 at times, with just Diamandé and Chernley just tucked in behind Dessers. And we're used to seeing Chernley just hug the touchline. Mm-hmm. Much different tonight, much harder to play through, but gave Fenerbahce problems. And Chernley looked to thrive in that role. He liked it. Diamandé put his shift in as well. But I think for me, Raskin, I know the goal scorers always grab the headlines. I thought Raskin was outstanding tonight for Rangers.
This is a Fenerbahce side, Gordon, who are unbeaten in 18 games heading into tonight. They're managed by Jose Mourinho. Mm. This is a Rangers team who we all know lost pretty convincingly to Motherwell at the weekend, and they've lost three in a row at home, and are, you know, we're getting fans on with all sorts of complaints. With all that context, how impressive is this result and performance?
Very impressive. If you look at the results recently, especially at home, the one thing they've got is they score a lot of goals. Tonight, yeah, they huffed and they puffed. I thought second half, just throwing balls into the box, suited Balogun and it suited Suter and Tavernier in there, just winning headers after headers. I've got to say, and every Rangers fan will be asking the same question, where is this domestically? We don't know, we can't answer it. But you've got to enjoy these moments. That is a great result for Barry Ferguson, his coaching staff and everyone concerned. As I say, they've got it next week and then they've got the big one against Celtic Park. But they'll enjoy that tonight and will plan for, you know, Hugh said that they would go all the way to the final. I think the old man's got something there.
It's going to help them having a break this weekend as well. They're used to then coming back, straight back into action, sure, rotating that squad. Don't have to worry about that this week. So, falls in their favour, but the tie's not done. The guys will know that, the coaching team, the players will know that. But an outstanding performance all round from them.
There's no point in us saying it is done, Gordon. That just sets you up for a fall.
You think it's done?
Yeah, 100%.
What I was going to say, though, to lean slightly in that direction, I won't do it. I'll let you potentially get it come back to bite you. Didn't see a great deal to be scared of.
No.
If you were Barry Ferguson, did you?
No.
And again, I know, play this back if they end up going and winning at Ibrox well, but we've got to be honest about what we just witnessed.
There was nothing there to worry you. I think if you look at the game overall, I thought Rangers created the better chances. They were unlucky with, obviously, the two goals that were given offside. But people say, well, they were offside. But they got into the chances. They put the ball in the back of net, and just fine margins cost them some more goals. At Ibrox, with that crowd, everybody, the atmosphere, everything that goes with it, I don't think, you know, people will look and go, well, Rangers players seem to struggle domestically at Ibrox. I don't think that'll be the case next Thursday. I think just the energy, everything, the 3-1 lead. Look, Mourinho is a special one, and you never write him off. Of course you don't. His track record is amazing. But surely Rangers have done the job.
You just did. You says it was done. You've wrote off your hero.
Look, I'll sit here and I'll put my hands up. I cannot see Rangers thrown that way. I really
hope
can't.
Somebody plays this clip to Mourinho.
You can play
next week,
listen,
the
you
press
can
conference.
You can play this clip in the dressing room next week to Josie. Or maybe play it in Barry. Gives a different perspective. But I can't see Rangers. See if I looked at that team tonight and I'm thinking, oof, they've got danger all over the pitch. They ran out of ideas. They were getting the ball wide and putting it into the box. They didn't try and play through Rangers because I don't think they could. I think the midfield two of Raskin and Barron were excellent, protected the back men. They just started putting needless balls into the box and Rangers dealt with it.
Yeah, our job really well done. It's a strange kickoff time for us. We're pretty much out of time to get your reaction to it, but that means we can go and give it the full go over with Hugh Keevans and Scott Allen tomorrow night. So Rangers fans, gather your thoughts overnight and let us know what you made of it. A brilliant performance, a brilliant result, and all set up to go and finish the job in Glasgow in a week's time. I suppose what also, Mark, you said helps in terms of, you know, rest and recovery, maybe even in terms of momentum and feel good. They can't be damaged by a bad weekend here.
Yeah.
They're just going to carry this feel good factor to next weekend.
And they've not had a lot of that this season where they can actually relax about a great result away. You know, they've always had to carry on somehow. But Barry Ferguson can take stock, can have some more time on the pitch with his players and enjoy it.
Before tonight, can you name the last six players to score for a Scottish team away in Turkey? You got Chris Commons, Kenny Miller, Andre Kanchelskis, Gio van Bronckhorst.
Many's that gone? Is that four? Or five?
Another Rangers one. They lost 2-1 to Fenerbahce in August 2001.
Go Barry Ferguson.
Nah, same kind of that kind of team.
Neil McCann,
midfielder.
Thompson.
Or, well, sorry,
Reina.
Right back or sometimes Rickson. Midfielder Fernando Rickson. Still not got the St Johnstone one.
Yeah, got it. No, don't.
Was it a penalty? I think it might have been.
Defender. It must be a defender. Who played in the defence?
Big centre back. We Liam took Gordon. The penalties. The other one.
McCart.
No, the other one. Jason
Kerr. Well done. Okay, thank you to Mark. Thank you to Gordon. And thank you. It's a bit different when we've got the game on. We don't quite get as many calls through. But tomorrow night, I'm looking forward to it. Hugh Keevans, let me just double check, has texted, genuinely, this is the truth, has texted me 1, 2, 3, 4 times tonight, just the same message, Rangers to make the final, he says. So you can just imagine what sort of mood he'll be in tomorrow. We will see you then. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.